You're going to listen to this.
Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you animate it with Rob Bollocks?
Jules is just unbelievable on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to thank him when
he's
when
timing. His read is brilliant. Amazing.
Brilliant. Right. Well, I'll get right on to this. When I left last week, I had a subject or a topic to talk about. And then I got a text from Mikey on Monday and it just said head transplants. And that piqued my interest.
You thought, that's me? I saw an article about it on the weekend, and I will say that it was on the Herald website, which I don't know why it was on the Herald website, to be honest, but they do like the macabre there to drag you in. And so, Rob, I leave it to you now.
Well, apparently there's an Italian neurosurgeon called Sergio Canavero, and for the last 2 years he's been preparing a head transplant. It's going to happen in December this year. It's a real sad story.
Cooler in the Northern Hemisphere at that time of year.
Yeah, of course. It's from a 31-year-old Russian computer scientist called Valery Spiridonov, who suffers from Werdnig-Hoffmann disease, which is known as spinal muscular atrophy, which isn't really nice. It's like a muscle wasting disease, permanently in a wheelchair. He gets worse every day, so he's gone, I'll have a go.
So, yeah, but my head's ready to roll.
Yes, yes. So, now this Sergio Canavero, I think he's bonkers. I think he's totally bonkers.
Is he a registered physician? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's onto it. But he had a press conference last month, and he had a pack full of people, and he walked on, and he had this grey book, and he's waving this old grey book around, and he's going, if you want to know what I'm doing, read it. It's all in here. It's all in this book. I have to make someone die so I can bring them back again. And the book was Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Did himself no favours there, did he? At all. To be fair though, that happens all the time. That happens all the time in heart transplants and all that. But people get you know. I know someone had a heart transplant. And their heart was out on a little dish for 7 minutes.
But the thing is,
and then the thing is, put back in, and fixed up or whatever.
Shock it again? Do they?
Yeah. It's all. I mean, you're still kept alive by machines, obviously.
But this
is the reality of modern medicine, ladies and gentlemen. If it's making it curdle your
but
porridge.
But the thing is, right, all these heart things work. do you know what I mean? He's got a team together with him, and he's got a Dr. Xiaoping Ren, a neurosurgeon from China, and he's done 1,000 different operations on mice, removing their heads and doing all that sort of stuff. He's done 1,000 of them, right? Each operation was for 10 hours, and the mice were able to breathe, drink, and even see, but not one of them survived longer for a few minutes. Now, they're calling that a success. How is that a success? All right, we've done it. They ran around, bang, dead. And 50 years ago, the first ever one, Dr. Robert White, successfully transferred a rhesus monkey's head to a new body, and the poor little thing survived on life support for 9 days before the head.
What year was that?
1970.
Up to. Different times back then, obviously. More liberal thinking. So, what about a head transplant on a monkey? Let's give it a go, shall we?
Yeah, but you know what I mean? If I could understand it, if they'd done all these things and, like, the mice were still running about, do you know what I mean? But they last 30 seconds and then they're dead. So I just don't get it.
They must work under... It's fascinating, isn't it? They must work under the premise that you can give somebody else's, liver or heart or eyes, cornea, whatever, or you can, replace it.
But it's just so complex, because what he's going to do is going to, like, the donor will be someone who's brain dead, but their body's okay.
Yeah.
And then he's going to, basically, this is like something out of a Steve Martin movie. They're going to put both bodies together, like, sever their heads.
Doctor,
freeze them, like, basically freeze them so, like, they're both brain dead, like, chop it off.
Yeah.
And then And they got to sew everything back together again, the spinal cord, everything.
So a lot of it's to do with the spinal cord.
And, yeah. But what he said is, he said, I'm having a press conference in September, and I've designed this new binding solution, and I'm going to call it glue. It's nuts. It's nuts.
I wonder where he got that from.
I don't know. It's good. Maybe you should patent that name.
It's quite catchy.
But I don't know. I think it's so sad. I feel so sorry for that Russian geezer. You know what I mean? He's like, what can you do? But anyway, on the train this morning, I thought I'd do a little bit more research, and I just went up the history of head transplants.
Okay.
And there's so many been done on dogs. The first one.
On dogs, you
on
say.
A dog's Charles Claude Guthrie succeeded in grafting one dog's head onto the side of another one's neck in 1908.
Hang on, what was it? Two-headed dog?
Two-headed
like
dog.
Like Cerberus. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Isn't he the dog that guards the doors to Hades?
I think that's more than two heads. I think that's a three or
three.
Four-headed.
Three. There you go.
I think that's your typical three-headed
that's
dog.
Your typical
we all know.
Well, dog.
I mean, what's strange about that, but a two-headed dog?
Maybe he's just on his way. He's trying to be one head at a time.
I don't know why you... That's just been...
That's
back at the time when what's his name? Who's the
God?
No,
Jesus.
Is it Edison? Edison was
Thomas Edison, the light bulb guy.
Yeah, that's one point at the light bulb.
Okay, sorry. So
when he electrocuted that elephant.
Yeah, when he's electrocuting the elephants and stuff like that. That's a really freaky bit of footage. Yeah, but let's talk about that another time. Yeah,
but anyway, now this right.
People's kids are asleep because they're on school
now,
holidays,
this is,
man.
This is the name I actually had trouble pronouncing, but I'm going to give it a go.
Awesome.
Sergio, there's actually a couple of them there. Sergio, Bracken.
Come on.
Give us a hoon.
Bracken Echo. Okay, don't matter, no one knows who he is. Bracken Echo.
I think you got it.
Okay, developed a device called the Autojector, which was a primitive heart and lung machine, where a machine was attached to, was attached to a decapitated dog's head, and there's a documentary about it, apparently, from the 1940s, and the head remained...
What?
So he had a head, this is something like out of like a science fiction movie. He had this head, Alsatian's head floating around in this jar thing, and it was attached to this machine, and they reckon it was in a semi-conscious state, and if they banged a hammer or something like that, it would open its eye up or something. I reckon that's bullshit.
Yeah, I can't believe a word of it. Too.
Yep. But to me,
a lot of bullshit came out of that era.
But
you know?
but to me, I look forward to his next press conference, and I've written above the whole story God Complex.
In capital letters too, I believe.
Yeah, all in capital letters, and I spelt it correctly. But this is the freakiest story you've had me do. I was going to say it's done my head in, but that's bad journalism, isn't it?
I mean, let's get past Doctor the original Doctor, the Italian guy. I mean, is this something that is going to be feasible one day?
No. I looked at it. All the other people in the medical thing says is nuts. He's bonkers. Okay, it's good to have people like when they come up with a new idea. Everybody goes, oh no, mental. You know, electricity or whatever. But what he's doing is just rubbish. It's,
plus, who says that your head's that great anyway?
Exactly,
that's worth with chucking on somebody else. But it must be must have to rate your own head.
It's costing the whole operation. It's going to take 36 hours, and it's costing $13 million.
That seems quite cheap.
Yeah. Well, so that's
are they
how
doing
much
it on the cheap?
I don't know. Maybe ACC
Kickstarter. ACC
could be ACC, but I don't know, man.
There'd be a lot of after, you have to have the district nurse come around.
Yeah. And that, if it worked, you imagine that first day you wake up and look at your own body. That's got to freak you out.
Or what about your body looking up at what's running the situation today? What's the hell? This is a whole different set of impulses. What the?
Yeah.
Who knows, Rob, but we may be wrong.
I think it's one of those, I don't think it's going to happen, and I feel sorry for the geezer.
Once upon a time, they said, Rob, they said, charge for water. Piss off, they said.
Yeah, but I think there's a bit of difference between that and removing someone's head and putting it on someone else's body.
Yeah, what about if they, you said that...
The thing is, they've
grown a human ear on the side of a mouse.
The thing is, you haven't got a choice of bodies. It's not like they show you a pamphlet.
Well,
you've just got
to
take the one that comes along. You might
haven't
go, you go, oh, this, I don't like this.
If you're one of the Rothschilds or something like that, yeah. you've got some sort of Illuminati privilege. Surely you've got
your, oh, I'm sure they'll sort bodies. Yeah, there'll be a black market body. Let's not even go there with the black market bodies.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, thanks for that subject. So I've had trouble sleeping last night. And when I was writing that down about the history of it, a woman behind me on the train was looking at what I was writing, and I was writing about decapitated heads and stuff. It was brilliant.
She started giggling her head off.
Yeah, she did.
So can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.